There are times when a falsehood, well told, bridges over quite a difficulty, but in the long run, you had better tell the truth, even if you swim the creek. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Yak!
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Hope so. Maybe some might have. Maybe some had bad weeks.
I don't know. Mine was okay.
No, it wasn't.
It was all right.
No, it wasn't. It was fine. Terrible.
It was terrible.
It was. Anyways.
Blew a tire.
Had a meltdown. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Busy all on top of that as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, and a wedding. Did a wedding.
That took forever.
Let's not go there, but yes.
Anyways,
who cares?
So I'll move on to the Twitter resource.
That's usually how we do this.
All right, so we've got Enjoying Godlessness, Black Mass Appeal, Foxbite, and Donald J. Trump. No, not real Donald J. Trump. Really Dumb Trump is his Twitter handle.
Yes.
At Really Dumb Trump, which to me is pretty much the same thing as At Real Donald Trump.
Yes, and it's good to have Twitters.
It is. I like lots of Twitters. No iTunes again.
That's okay.
No iTunes.
No, I know. I totally get it.
It bumps us up on the charts.
No, I get it. It makes sense.
Anyways.
Yes, dear.
So we're still talking the GoFundMe?
Yes, we are.
Because we raised some money, but not quite to our goal.
No, and we're about to start that crazy ass month of September.
Yeah,
it's gonna suck royally. By
yeah,
the way.
I know. So by the time this releases to the general public, I'll be probably getting ready for my surgery.
I'll say, yeah, because it comes out in the morning, right?
Yeah,
and your surgery's in the early afternoon.
Yeah,
and then you're gonna be in a lot of pain for a while.
Well, they'll give me some decent opioids, and I'll be okay for a little while. Until I decide that I hate opioids.
I was going to say, that's going to happen real quick.
Yeah, in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, because you don't like all that crap.
No, I do not.
Anyways,
so you can donate to our GoFundMe campaign at help-I don't know, I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, see, this is part of that meltdown thing we were talking about.
Yeah,
His brain has left the building completely.
Yeah.
And that's, I still say it's partly due to you not sleeping because of your whole knee issue.
Yeah, that's probably got a lot to do with
sleep.
It.
Don't sleep. Yeah.
That has a lot to do with it.
Anyways.
Anyway, first news story.
It's usually what we want to do.
It's a miracle of physics.
Alrighty, if you say so.
It wasn't just wind and rain that caused damage when Hurricane Harvey blasted through the Texas coast. Fires did their share, too.
Okay.
A family in Robstown, just west of Corpus Christi, lost their home to a fire just as Harvey was hitting the area.
Well, that sucks.
The Rojas family had evacuated their three houses on the property they own. They returned to a distressing sight, all three houses destroyed by fire.
Oh, well, that sucks.
That really sucks.
That does.
Yeah. But they found something in the ashes that they say gave them hope.
Oh, boy. Okay.
An intact statue of the Virgin Mary.
Did you notice in all these disasters, there's always a cross... A statue, a grilled cheese, something.
A grilled cheese surviving a hurricane? Now, that's impressive. That I would pay to see.
All right, a grilled cheeses?
A grilled cheeses. Yeah, but this statue is solid concrete.
Uh-huh.
Concrete does not generally burn.
I was
burn.
Just going to say, what was it made out of? Because concrete. Obviously it's still going to be standing in a fire.
Yeah. It's the only thing they found.
Uh-huh.
No pictures of their family.
Well, that's a lot of times.
No heirlooms.
When you see
no
a
possessions.
House burned down, the chimney is usually still, you know, like if you have a brick chimney kind of thing, it's still standing.
Yeah. Well, this is what they say. Some may blame God and some may blame the hurricane, but the only thing standing were holy things.
But just the one statue?
Yeah.
How is that holy things?
Well, there were other holy things all over the place.
Okay.
And as you can see, this statue is the only thing that survived. I dug in there for things and all I found is a Virgin Mary.
But then what happened to the things?
That's all. It was a holy thing. That's all that survived. Uh-huh. So,
but he said holy things were standing.
Well, I can't.
That's only one holy thing.
I don't know. That's what the report said.
You know, had it been a statue of a dog made out of concrete, I bet that'd still be there, too.
I bet you there is one somewhere.
Just saying. They always find some kind of, you know, these boards landed in the form of a cross kind of scenario, yeah. And that's proof of God.
It's like the 9/11 memorial. They want to put that cross in, right? That uh-huh. landed, and it just happened to be two I-beams that made an X.
Well, that's not going to happen.
But
ever.
It landed in such a way that it looked like a cross.
Well, to me, it's just a lowercase T, but sure.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Speaking of lowercase T's,
okay.
There was also an image of a cross that people were amazed had survived the hurricane.
Well, I was going to say, I kind of thought I heard something about that.
Saying things like, this is the power of God that, you know, crosses can survive a hurricane.
Back the choo-choo up. What I don't understand, they find an image like this with the cross and it's, just, you know, still standing and everything else is knocked down or whatever. And this is the power of God. And I'm thinking, no, actually the power of God just knocked your whole damn town down.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, why do they always ignore the fact that God put them through that in the first place?
I know that.
And it comes, you know, time and time again, whether it's a car accident or some kind of tragedy of some kind, you know, fire, whatever. They always praise God for surviving it or, you know, something along those lines. But they never think about, hey, wait a minute, the prick put me in this position in the first place.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Well, it gets better here.
Okay.
It was later revealed that it was actually a telephone pole near the road.
Like I said, the lowercase T.
Yeah.
So that's why that story kind of disappeared real quick. Because uh-huh. I remember it didn't make as much of a wave of a wave as I thought it would.
Yeah. The waves were made. And it was
but
a
I do remember,
telephone pole.
Yeah. Seeing the other pictures, there were street signs. There was other things still standing about it. But that's what I mean. They always find.
What's interesting is in this picture, there were those construction barrels. Which would have blown away.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. But no, it's just that they always see what they want to see kind of a thing. I think there was like something under an overpass once where the water that was coming out of the wall or something looked like, Virgin Mary was crying or something. It was years ago.
Yeah, there's always
those. I don't
know
if you remember that. But yeah, they always find that. You know, where's Waldo picture or what do you see in this ink blot actually that's more of what it is. Anyways.
It's called confirmation bias and ignoring the misses.
You know, I think if I ever took an ink blot test, they would think I was insane because I don't see what other people see.
You don't need that for us to know that.
I mean, seriously, I see stuff. I'm like, they're like, what? Anyways,
on to our next little story.
Alrighty.
Textbook urges readers to keep a closed mind.
Keep a closed mind, okay.
Well, you remember all the trouble we had finding decent textbooks back when we were homeschooling.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing we didn't use this one.
Okay.
A book called What's on Your Mind? Discover the Power of Biblical Thinking by John something.
Uh-huh.
Goetsch, I don't know.
Okay.
And it had some rather interesting life lessons for young minds.
Oh, boy.
One section on being open-minded, sort of.
Okay.
It says this, in 1 Timothy 4, Paul is very specific about why it is so important to keep a closed mind. With approximately 10,000 thoughts going through your brain waves every day, it is easy for the wrong things to slip in. This lesson focuses on why having a closed mind is essential to living a Christ-pleasing life.
Wow.
Yeah, so don't let any cool thoughts in.
Don't let any knowledge in.
Yeah, don't let any knowledge in. Just read the Bible. And that's it.
And just only listen to what I tell you. There's nothing out around your vision. You can't see it. You got those blinders on. Keep them on.
Yeah.
You know, don't let those puppets over on the side do anything.
Well, I've got another one. Uh-huh. It's a bit about brainwashing.
Okay.
Micah the prophet was sounding an alarm in Arise ye and depart, for this is your rest. This is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you even with sore destruction, which is Micah 2:10. He says, indeed, filthy brains lead to faulty behavior. We don't get to, if we don't get to the brainwash today, we will wake up from behavior wreck tomorrow.
So it's openly admitting brainwashing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, this book is.
Well, at least they're admitting it.
Yeah.
And yet the sad part is people go ahead and let it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Truly.
Now, in context, I'm sure he's talking about just cleaning out the unnatural and ungodly thoughts. But really, it's still brainwashing.
Well, why do you think they like small children all the time?
Because they're easy to brainwash.
Exactly. They don't question. They don't answer back as much. They don't question as much. Only a few kids question. And even when they question, they kind of get swept under the carpet with, you know, look in this other direction. That'll catch your attention.
Here's a shiny toy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they're good at the jingly keys.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I think this is pretty typical of a Christian help book.
Well, when we were homeschooling, I mean, that's all we ever found were Christian school. I mean, come on, a Christian math book? How does math get Christian? I mean, I never understood.
We've been over this. They figured out pi to 3.
I mean, to 3?
To 3.
That's not math.
Almost got there.
Yes, because almost is how math works.
Well, it's a little magic and you got actual pi. So 3 plus magic.
So you have the Bible.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, this textbook's crap. I read through some of the preview that you get on Amazon because I wasn't about to buy this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's complete Christian garbage. It really is. It's all about giving up everything and devoting your entire life only to Christ with nothing else.
Well, it's like back in the day, they don't like you reading.
Right.
Because that's allowing other things into your brain and not what they're telling you should be in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, same concept.
Has God We Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster In God We Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an In God We Trust decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
Your turn.
My turn. Okay. Well, that was obviously a commercial played for a reason.
Well, we play it often, but this time it works with our next storyline. Yeah.
Arkansas mandates new school motto of In God We Trust.
Mandates it.
Mandates. That's what I said.
That's insane.
Yeah.
For all the schools?
All the schools. A new law states elementary and secondary schools shall display a framed picture or poster of In God We Trust above an American flag in their libraries and classrooms.
It's the old, it's our motto, so
yep.
We need to do this thing.
Yeah, while superintendents say they'll continue to review the act, citizens weigh in on the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon says it should be there. We need to turn more back. I read that right. We need to turn more back to our religion, our roots, and why our country was founded.
And somebody needs to go back to school.
Obviously.
Take some more grammar classes.
All right, so Doug says, if you take In God We Trust out, I mean, that's basically telling them God's dead, you know?
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure about that.
And I love how when you address the motto being non-inclusive and more religious-based, how they say, oh, no, it's not religious-based, blah, blah, blah. And yet, time and time again, when you hear people comment on it, it's always taken to the religious
state.
Right,
that's where they go. So here's where I get angry about this law.
Okay.
I know. I'm already angry about the law.
You're just now getting there?
This one really makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
And it states in the law, the copies or posters authorized under this section shall either be donated or shall be purchased solely with funds made available through voluntary contributions to local school boards.
Okay.
Right? So if it's not okay for the government to pay for it, why is it okay for the government to display it? What is the difference?
It's like they're not, the government shouldn't touch it.
They know that they can't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're trying to do is sneak around by saying it was donated so we get to put it up. But I see that as no different as government paying for it. It's still government endorsement of this particular religious phrase.
Right. I don't understand why we don't just change the national motto.
Like I haven't been trying.
Yes, I know that. But I mean, It's not rocket science. That is a non-inclusive statement.
Well, I know that, but you see the stuff that this is what you go up against.
I know, but
you have states making laws that require it on buildings.
Require it?
It is required to go on these buildings, but it has to be donated.
And every time you get places who require it or mandate it in schools or what have you, it's always a religious-based location.
Exactly.
It's in a state that's highly religious.
Right, this is Arkansas.
I say it again.
Right. But, you know, I think I'm trying to remember, there was some issue about In God We Trust being in schools that was really problematic, and we went through something in Pennsylvania last year, and they decided not to do it because of that reason. It was, I'm trying to remember, it had something to do with the indoctrination of children and exposures. They didn't want it in schools, but now that we've got a state putting it in schools.
Right. And it's like I said, it feels like we're going backwards this year. I mean, this whole year, everything is repeating or it's going backwards or what. And, you know, time and time again, I'm like, what the hell decade are we in, or century for that matter, depending on what it is?
Yeah.
And to mandate it. And I really don't think it should be in public schools, period. Because, you know, you've got young children who are very
vulnerable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know that there's a lot of religious places, and that's part of why we're still fighting to be able to change it, but it's never even up on the table, though, to change it, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, being America is the melting pot. America is made up of all nationalities. I mean, everybody. And to have one particular faith-based motto, that's not how you do it.
No, we've been talking about this for years now.
I mean, it needs to be completely secular and have no religious of any religion undertone.
Right. Imagine using the one that our founders wanted, E Pluribus Unum.
Yeah. Why?
It's just,
I mean, if
or
that's
at
what,
least, at least we the people.
That would be secular enough. Yeah. It has no religious undertone whatsoever.
And it includes everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's we all the people. These people.
Yeah, I can't figure out why I can't get that through their heads, that their motto is not inclusive of roughly 25% of the population.
And if you think about it, In God We Trust, it's like, we're going to sit back and do nothing. We just trust God to take care of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So even on that aspect, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, this really frustrates me, but, you know, this is kind of what I do.
Yeah.
I'm Jenica.
And I'm Patrick of Real Life Beyond Faith.
And we are a formerly Christian,
currently atheist couple,
who take a deep dive into the experience of life after deconversion.
Our brand new podcast launches on Thursday, August 31st.
And we'll be doing a live stream at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time that night.
Join us that night to ask questions in the live chat and get to know us.
Then tune in weekly for a look at Real Life Beyond Faith.
All right, on with the show.
One would hope that's kind of the whole point of why we're here.
the song Imagine is considered blasphemous.
Why?
A private school in Karachi, Pakistan, has dropped John Lennon's classic Imagine from a student concert following complaints about the song's atheist lyrics.
You know what's funny about that statement?
What's that?
I used to always hear that the religious adopted this.
Huh?
And of course, I always thought it was more atheistic in tone than religious, but whatever. But anyways, continue.
Anyways, students at the Karachi Grammar School were due to sing the Beatles singer's 1971 solo hit at an annual event in a tradition stretching back decades. However, school administrators were forced into a late change over fears that they could be liable for prosecution under Pakistan's blasphemy laws.
Damn.
So, Ansar Abazi, editor of a huge newspaper there, highlighted the song's lyrics in a tweet to 500,000 followers. Which was the part about imagine no gods, imagine no religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. Just imagining no gods is blasphemy in Pakistan.
That's ridiculous.
Right. And it sparked widespread debate on whether the lyrics were appropriate for a school event.
And yet the whole message of that song is about treating each other humanly, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Treating each other with, you know...
Well, see, there's the problem.
Word I'm looking for.
You want to treat everybody equally.
Yeah, I think that was the word I was looking
for. And a prominent conservative TV anchor, somebody's name I can't say, then joined in the debate and saying that the students' parents were slaves to Western thought. He also claimed that Karachi Grammar School was imposing the song on students.
Oh, so they're forcing it on the kids to do?
Yeah. The song questions our beliefs in God and encourages an atheist mindset, he said.
I just... Wow. Could you imagine if you had to live and grow up there, how hard that would be?
Yeah. Well, then he accuses the school's principal of introducing secular values into the school. How horrible.
So the principal is encouraging thought.
Yeah.
And that's an
open,
terrible thing.
As with our previous.
Imagine.
as with one of our previous stories, mm-hmm. closed-mindedness.
Yeah.
Why should we allow
because
external thoughts to come to our
minds?
Because
if they don't educate, then they're easy to control.
That is true.
Again and again and again. And this is where this is coming from.
Right. So in this instance, we see no difference between the Christian religion and the Islamic religion.
Exactly.
Exactly. Zero difference on this.
No, it stems from the same thing. Keep them dumb and controllable.
Right.
Because that's literally what they want. They don't want people making waves, rising up, you know, causing issues. They want to keep it low and controlled, like they're heavily medicated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's very, very sad, actually.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's such a great song, too, by the
way. It is. I
love
that song.
I love that song.
Yes, it's great.
Anyways,
next story?
Yes, please.
Well, you talked about earlier how it feels like we're going backwards.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like we're going back to 2014 with this one.
Oh, okay.
Bakery faces backlash for refusing to make wedding for same-sex couple.
Wait, this is new news?
New news.
We already did this.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I'm talking about, this repeat crap.
Yeah, a bakery in California is facing backlash after its owner refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Eileen Del Rio said in a Facebook post that she and her fiancé went to Tastries Bakery in Bakersfield, California, for tasting and to pick out a design for their cake, but were told to go somewhere else once the owner, Kathy Miller, realized that her fiancé was a woman.
People have such homophobias.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the deal? They're making a goddamn cake.
Yeah. The post said she don't condone same-sex marriages, so refused to make our wedding cake.
Why are we repeating shit?
I don't know. So, Miller said that she's a Christian, and because of her religious beliefs, she doesn't celebrate same-sex marriage. I don't think they're asking her to celebrate.
She's not getting married.
They're not asking her to even be in it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They're not asking her to go marry another woman. They're not even asking her to come to the wedding.
Right. Someone else will come pick up the cake.
They're not asking her to be a part of it in any way other than making a cake, which leaves her store, and she will never see it again.
See, we've done this time and time again with the bakery in Oregon, with Arlene's Flowers,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not participating in the wedding.
And no one's telling you
and
to
you
go get married to someone.
And you cannot discriminate against people if you are open to the public. It's that simple.
They don't get that message.
Well, she says... Miller, the owner, says the ceremony when you're getting married is in the eyes of the Lord, okay? And that's a celebration of a union that God has brought together. That's a whole lot different than coming in and wanting a cookie.
So if they were just coming in wanting a cookie as a gay couple, she would be okay with it?
Apparently, but the gay couple getting married, no. And that was the same thing with, like, Arlene's Flowers. She was happy to sell them flowers all the time, right? They were regular customers.
Right.
But the second they said wedding flowers... She's like, nope, can't do that.
And
the courts have said that if you're discriminating someone because of a gay marriage, you are discriminating against their gayness,
wow.
right? It is essentially the same as sexual orientation discrimination because
right.
only gay people can get gay married, right?
Okay.
So if you're against gay marriage, you're against gay people in general. That's far. Right?
I get what you're trying to
say.
Yeah,
it's a really convoluted way back around. You can't
right.
discriminate.
And, you know, the whole of, you know, when you get married, it's the God putting them together crap. There goes free will, but that's not what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
But they obviously don't ever go to any of our weddings. Cause
obviously not.
We have done all kinds of weddings.
All kinds, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole, it's, you know, in God's eyes, and it's between a man and a woman, and... God made this happen, blah, 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 kind of crap.
Yeah. I mean, the one I just did had, I quoted Fred Rogers.
Hmm.
How many weddings quote Fred Rogers? You know, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just make sure.
I'm like thinking Fred Rogers.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers, that's right.
Yeah, want to be your neighbor.
I got it with the sweater.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, I mean, we've done lesbian wedding, we've done gay wedding, we've done straight weddings, we've done big wealthy weddings, we've done very poor
and not a single weddings. One. I mean, if they're... not a single one that I've done has ever been ordained by God.
No.
I can guarantee that.
Well, and you know, the getting married in the eyes of God, and then God put them together, brought them together, blah blah blah. Why do they ride that train, and then the second you bring up free will, then they're riding another train?
I know. Well, this gets a little bit worse.
Okay.
Miller said, for the past 5 years, whenever a same-sex couple comes to her for a wedding cake, she refers them to her competitor. She's been doing this for 5 years.
And nothing's been challenged.
Nothing's been challenged. And now she's like, she says, I'm really hurt by all this. I don't think we should be picked on because of our beliefs.
And what about the people that she's refusing to serve?
She thinks it's okay because they're going somewhere else to get a cake. She thinks it's okay so long as they get a cake somewhere. But that's not the point. They wanted a cake from her. They like her cake.
Right. That's like saying... No, I totally forgot what I was going to say.
That's creating a separate but equal situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she doesn't serve gay people, then and they have to go to a different place, then they are not getting the same service as a straight couple.
Right. I was thinking it's like the whole segregation thing.
That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying.
You can get food at this restaurant where they serve colors, but they don't allow it here, which serves the same damn crap, but they only serve to white people.
Right.
You know, that kind of crap.
And that's what I'm saying. Separate but equal. And that's not how it works, because the Supreme Court has said separate is not equal, never will be equal.
All right. Exactly.
Oh, this one's just frustrating. And it's sad that we have to revisit this.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Over and
this
over and over again.
This is so old. I mean, even though this just happened, it's still old.
It's an old...
But then again, look what we're doing today anyways, the stuff that we're going through in this country today.
We keep bringing up the same old...
We're bringing up this old crap again and again.
It feels like I'm doing the same news stories we were doing 2 years ago.
Good point.
I mean, it really does.
It's sometimes, yeah.
You would think that at some point somebody would learn something, but they don't.
Well, look at all the stupid Nazi crappy white supremacist crap. You think we would have... You know, be done with that.
You would think so.
Who would have thought in 2017 we'd be going through this crap?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, seriously, and taking, you know, it's seriously, and yet it's like, it doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
But anyways, like I said, it's repetitive and it makes no sense.
I agree. Anyways, I have one more thing.
Yes, I was just about to mention that.
Yeah, okay. You're psychic or something.
No, not at all. Thanks.
Okay. So
psychotic is better.
Yeah, close enough. So most of you probably know about my surgery by now. We've talked about it a few times.
Yeah.
I'm going to be down for about a month, and I have decided to take a month off of the podcast and a lot of social media.
Yes.
I'm going to take some time and reboot because I'm having some mental instabilities as well.
Well, that's a pretty way to put it. As someone who lives here, I'll keep my opinions to myself.
I did not have a mental breakdown.
Oh, you're losing it every day lately.
Anyways.
But
so,
no, you need the downtime. And
right.
It's only going to be for a month. So
yeah. There'll
That's
be occasional.
What, four shows?
Yeah, four shows. So I'll post occasionally about my recovery, but that's really about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to keep you guys updated that I'm not dead.
We'll find out when we come back on the flip side.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that's all the yucking I got.
I think I'm good. It's time for a long winter's nap.
Yeah. All right. See you guys in about a month. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.